Today is Friday, September 4th, 2020. Time now for a look at local news on the tornado. I'm Jacob Just reporting. First Community Credit Union is sponsoring its annual Shred Day at several FCCU locations, including Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Jamestown. In addition, drop-off shred items will be accepted at any of the South Region locations, including Hankinson, Milner, Napoleon, Oaks, Steele, Valley City, Wahpeton, and Wishick. These events are free and open to the public. At the location, simply drive up to the DocuShred or Central Business Systems truck, deposit the items for shredding, and they'll be shredded right before your eyes. Documents to be shredded should be removed from the binders, but staples, paper clips, CDs, and floppy disks are okay to be shredded. During the week of September 21st through the 25th, secured bins for shredding will be available during lobby hours at the various branches. With the ever-growing risk of identity theft, FCCU feels that it's important to give the community an opportunity to discard confidential documents safely and securely. One way identity thieves can get your information is by picking through a person's trash can and looking for things that contain identifying information. Shredding those items securely helps prevent the information from getting into the wrong hands. As a reminder, FCCU offers ID Safe Choice to help protect you from identity theft. Jamestown police are investigating a stabbing that occurred Wednesday night in the city. Lieutenant Nick Hardy reports the call came in at around 8:35 p.m. to a reported stabbing near the Park Plaza Mall in Southeast Jamestown. The caller stated the male was in their building and the person with the knife was not there. A 63-year-old male was located inside with a stab wound to his abdomen. Officers secured the scene and gave the male medical attention until Jamestown Ambulance arrived. Jamestown Ambulance transported the male to Jamestown Regional Medical Center, and he was airlifted to a Fargo hospital with life-threatening injuries. And a federal judge has denied North Dakota's request to dismiss a lawsuit filed over the five-month closure of a section of highway during the large protest during the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline. The federal lawsuit brought by members of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and a reservation priest in 2018 alleges that the closure of State Highway 1806 near the pipeline route north of the reservation unduly restricted travel and commerce and violated free speech and religious rights. U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor said in his ruling issued Tuesday that the state may not have had a compelling interest in closing the road. That's a look at news on this Friday. Have a great weekend. Reporting for the tornado, I'm Jacob Jost.